All right, instead of us doing our espresso headlines here, let's say hi to an Olympian from our neck of the woods. Now, explain to everyone who this is, Brad, because we put out the Brad and John APB, and our listeners responded.
Yeah, I saw the guys, Chris Egan from King 5, had profiled a couple people headed for the Olympics in the sprint, canoe, and kayak division, and one of them is named Jonas Ecker from Bellingham, and his partner Aaron Small. They're going to Paris as in an Olympic team, and so we thought, somebody's got to know Jonas. And someone tipped him off, and he hit us back with a text, and here he is on the line with us now.
Here he is from Florida. So who reached out to you, Jonas, and said, hey, there's a couple of knuckleheads on the radio looking for you?
Yeah, I'm like you guys just said, I'm down in Florida, just finished up racing, and my partner's dad was listening to the radio and sent me a text. It's like, hey, these guys want to get in contact with you. Here's their number. And I was... Everything's pretty surreal, so it's pretty crazy.
All right, so you're in Florida training.
I guess yes and no. We just as you guys said with Chris, we just qualified Tuesday for the games, and so we're finishing up our competition down here. It was the Continental Olympic qualifiers.
All right.
And so with this event, we had a chance to qualify at Worlds last summer. We didn't do that, but then we qualified here, and so there's a couple athletes racing today for some more spots.
See home grad, what year?
2021. Yeah, 2021, COVID.
And you be, and UW right now?
Correct. Marine biology and chemistry.
I read that you began at the Bellingham Canoe Kayak Sprint Team back in 2013 when you were just like 10 years old or something. And here you are 12 years later or something, and you're headed to Paris. Did you ever think this kayak or this canoe would take you around the world?
I mean, when I started paddling, it was described to me as Olympic canoe kayak sprint because I'll be going to the Olympics in this sport is the pinnacle of it. But no, by no means did I ever think I'd be in this position. It's still surreal, and it definitely has not set in, and it's been over 48 hours since we qualified.
Yeah, so what? I mean, what do you have to do now in the next, because this starts in a couple months, what do you have to get in order before you go?
Well, I mean, gotta finish out the school year. That's highest priority number one, but get home and back into training. I mean, it's I think 96, 97 days till opening ceremonies and about 103 days until my competition would start. So it's going to be back home and back to business, I guess, back to training.
When I think of the UW and I think of the crew and all the guys in the boat and that shell go, you know, in the movie, the boys in the boat and all that, what are the differences between being in a boat with a bunch of other guys rowing and with just one other partner?
Yeah. So boys in the boat and UW, that's all rowing or crew. So that's like race. You're facing backwards, basically the way you're going in rowing shells with rowing oars, which is what I do is sprint canoe or kayaking. And so that's basically like, think of a recreation kayaking. You got a big plastic boat with two paddles. But our boats are just a little skinnier and a whole lot faster.
Are you going through a course, too, where you're going through gates and stuff like that?
So the gates is slalom, canoe slalom, which is also an Olympic sport. It's pretty complicated. But how I would race is think of it like a track meet on the water, track meet in kayaks. We race on a course with lanes. So often it's eight lanes. You have a start line and a finish line. And the race I qualified in is the men's kayak two-person or men's kayak double 500 meters. And so we race 500 meters as hard as you can go, and it's about 90 seconds long.
Woo! Yeah, think Battle of the Network Stars, Brad. I think we had Gabe Kaplan doing that at some point. Yeah. So you train, what part of your body is just fatigued when this is over with? Is it the arms?
It's everything.
The whole thing.
Everything. I mean, it's the whole point of the stroke is getting as much out of as much of your body as you can, get the boat going as fast and as far as you can go, and with every stroke. And so it's a whole connection from your hand up the paddle shaft, through your arms, through your back, through your legs, back into the boat. So it's a full body workout for sure.
Is this in somewhat of kind of a protected water, or is it open water with like some kind of currents and waves and other things to paddle through?
Yeah, so sprint kayaking is ideally on, it's also called flat water kayaking, so ideally it's on flat conditions with no current, no waves, no wind, but of course nature's unpredictable, so you never really know what it's going to be.
U.S. Olympian Jonas Ecker from Bellingham, you're going to be going to the Olympics, and in rowing. So for the folks in Whatcom County, what waters did you practice on in growing up?
Yeah, so I grew up first paddling on Lake Patton. That's where the sprint team, Bellingham Canoe Kayak Sprint Team, is located and where they still train. And whenever I'm in town, I'll join them for some sessions. But really, what I love about Bellingham is just the diversity of the places we can get outside. I mean, some days I'll go on Patton, some days I'll take Lake Samish or Lake Whatcom, and if I'm feeling for some more excitement, I'll go out on the bay.
All right, I'm an old guy, and I just started doing this like in the last year or so. And I have a hell of a time getting out of the boat and not making a fool of myself. What is the key to that?
Practice. I mean, when I think, as I described, the first time when you start kayaking, you spend more time in the water than in the boat. So it's just a rite of passage, and you just work your way through it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, seriously.
We'll be looking for you in the Olympics. And what did you say? How many days?
Less than 100.
Less than 100.
Team of Ecker and Small.
Ecker and Small. All right.
Yes, sir.
Good luck there, Ecker. Jonas Ecker. We're all proud of you here from Bellingham. Thanks for getting a hold of us this morning.
I appreciate it. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, dude.